Hi, you're listening to Mike Loughran and the Management Perspectives Podcast. Please follow me on LinkedIn and Twitter, where I publish all of my podcasts and blogs. Hi, my name is Mike Loughran, and this is the Management Perspectives Podcast. I'm delighted to be joined by two guests today, Dr. Swati Mutty, Practice Director, Sustainability Services, TCS, and alongside us, Rockwell Automation's Global Head of Customer Sustainability, Dr. Andrea Vortolo. Over the course of this discussion, we'll find out more about the role that technology plays in implementing more sustainable practices and the importance of embracing an innovative mentality in helping companies to reach their targets. We will also focus on how collaboration can support more sustainable approaches to areas such as energy, water, and waste management. Andrea, Swati, welcome to both of you. Lovely to be speaking with you today. I'm looking forward to the lessons we can all learn from your experience in sustainability. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Thank you, Mike. Hello, I'm Andrea Rotolo, Global Head of Customer Sustainability at Rockwell Automation. In my role, I focus on driving sustainability innovation for Rockwell's esteemed customers, which encompass Fortune 100 companies in the energy and manufacturing sectors. And I am deeply passionate about advocating for the transformative role that artificial intelligence and machine learning can play in significantly enhancing the sustainability of the industrial sector. Thank you for having me.
Hi, Mike. This is Swati. I'm the director of the Global Sustainability Solutions Practice in Tata Consultancy Services. We are a business unit who has been focusing on Internet of Things and digital engineering in a big way and work with a lot of hard-to-abate sectors in our business. My job is to anchor customer-facing solutions that address sustainability challenges across the business value chain for our organizations. Having spent over a decade in Tata Consultancy and prior to that also working in the space for another 10 years for consulting firms and many thought leadership organizations, it's been a great journey, and I've seen how clients have been achieving their shared global goal of net zero along the way, and we have had that unique opportunity to be their strategic partners in this journey. I'm glad to have been invited to speak along with Andrea for this podcast, and looking forward to have a great conversation with you, Mike.
Thanks both. Okay, let's start the discussion with a little context. Let's look at the broad issues that impact sustainability. In your opinion, how does digital transformation help to promote sustainability?
Yes, so that's a great question. Digital transformation empowers sustainability efforts through data-driven decision-making. Truly, to achieve meaningful change, we must base our actions on concrete data. And this, for example, this involves establishing a closed-loop system that continuously gathers, analyzes, and feeds data back into the optimization of processes. And also currently, or I would say traditionally, many companies rely on estimations when reporting their sustainability efforts. However, this approach is no longer sustainable, especially with the increasing emphasis on digitalization. As digital technologies advance, companies generate larger volumes of data, and relying on mere estimates becomes really impractical, and the market is not going to accept this any longer because estimates are not data that one can audit and then one can rely on. So instead, we are moving to a sustainable future driven by digital transformation, where improvements in sustainability must be both measurable and trackable using reliable data from the source. So finally, to gain credibility and demonstrate real progress in sustainability, digital transformation initiatives must be certifiable, as I mentioned before. So this means having verifiable evidence that sustainability progress is genuinely happening and that environmental, social, and governance ESG improvement is taking place. So this certification will reassure stakeholders, investors, and the wider public that the organization is genuinely committed to making a positive impact.
I think I can bring a perspective that we have been shaping up with our customers and also partners like Rockwell to help in digital transformation and still get the best out of sustainability and put that as a core strategy in their digital transformation journey as well. We call this a sustainable by design, and this is a 3x4x5 approach that we apply to bring life to digital sustainable ecosystems. And there are three at least impact elements that we would like to address from environmental, social, and economic point of view, which is the underpinning theme of sustainability wherever you go in this world. We are living in an increasingly connected world. So in order to address these three core elements around sustainability, which is environmental, social, and economic, we need to bring a perspective that leverages digital and harnesses the power of digital, because we are seeing information traveling at unprecedented scale and speeds today. What best practice happens in one part of the world needs to be quickly replicated across different parts of the world, and all the markets and organizations in different sectors have to be benefited out of these practices that are happening in even the remotest part of the world, which can reduce carbon for that matter or improve social practices for an ecosystem and still make sure that profitability is attained in the process. So creating a digital backbone is key to this. And this can happen only if we have a holistic four core principles that we would like to address, which is around not only connecting your operations, but also connecting your supply chain, which is the second principle. We see a lot of organizations wanting to create visible shifts beyond operations, which is why connecting operations and supply chains is key. On top of that, we need to have visible digital levers to understand the impact of what you're creating in operations and supply chains from a product perspective, because at the end of the day, you're going to you exist as a business because you're manufacturing products or you're offering services to the larger world that you need to cater to. And anything that you do from a sustainability perspective needs to translate into meaningful impacts in terms of the products and services that you're taking to the larger ecosystem that you're catering to. And connecting all of this is our digital thread, as we call it, which helps create those resilient enterprises. Though it's one of the core principles, it's one of the most important core principles, which brings together all the rest of the three aspects of sustainable by design. And it also helps achieve the five business imperatives that we see today in every industry that we want sustainable initiatives to be replicated. One is, for example, from a design perspective, this needs to create an impact. From a disclosure perspective, this needs to create an impact because you have to manage your risk. You need to also attain your net zero operational goals. You need to make sure you also achieve supply chain resilience, because in the process, you have to make sure that your company is resilient enough to accommodate changes in the supply chain in a sustainable way. And last but not the least, also bring about innovations in the decarbonization space so that you actually work on those essential breakthroughs that are required for being sustainable by design. So that's the 3x4x5 model, and digital becomes one of the underpinning theme of this 3x4x5 model.
I think to some people, the 3x4x5 model might be something new to them. So thanks very much for explaining that in great detail. That was really interesting to me, and I'm sure to the listeners. I'm Mike Loughran, and you're listening to the Management Perspectives podcast. Today, I'm speaking with Dr. Swati Murthy of Tata Consultancy Services and Dr. Andrea Rotolo from Rockwell Automation, and we're discussing how innovation and collaboration can support better environmental outcomes. One thing I'd say is, you know, you mentioned their digital thread. We talked about digital transformation. Clearly, digital transformation has an impact on sustainability, or can have an impact on sustainability targets. What I think would be good to understand for myself and the listeners is the lens through which Rockwell Automation and TCS view sustainability, but also how this perspective connects with customer KPIs, because those are always key to any business, those KPIs they're measured by. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, so from TCS perspective, we, as I said, we have developed a cognitive framework. This is cognitive because this has been the result of continuous engagement with organizations who have to meet their sustainability goals. So we have actually seen this journey evolve. Sustainable by design for any organization can actually be a powerful framework for implementing sustainability imperatives effectively throughout the ecosystem that they are part of. Typically, the pain points that we have noticed for our customers has been around reporting to too many standards, reporting to too many requirements internally and externally in terms of corporate sustainability requirements, or for that matter, regulatory requirements they have outside. And using a common and a robust cognitive model like sustainable by design can help standardize a lot of this experts who are already working in terms of data consolidation and creating visibility around what they are doing in sustainability. Also, we keep hearing that there is analysis paralysis that may happen if you go about trying to collect a lot of information that cannot perhaps at the end of the exercise make a meaningful sense for an organization. Aspects like these and pain points like these have been addressed successfully in many of the engagements that we have had with our customers, and we wanted to bring that all together under this particular framework, which looks at it with the 3x4x5 lens. The framework, which is created through our experience, also is industry agnostic, and that is critical because what we see is also customers and partners wanting to understand what is the industry view of sustainability, be it oil and gas or power and utilities, manufacturing, retail for that matter, and public sector customers for that matter. What is the industry view of these KPIs that are possibly a very long list that they have to address from a sustainability perspective? So the frameworks that can be used under sustainable by design can bring together all this effort that needs to be consolidated for giving meaningful outcomes for organizations to address instead of addressing a long list of KPIs, perhaps you can actually adopt this model that can actually optimize the efforts towards sustainability disclosure and risk management. These are curated frameworks and accelerators, and it can also evolve, for example, like we have successfully done into a product. An example is where both power supply and demand management and energy management and even aspects around fleet management have been taken care of and complementing the different industry sectors that we are operating in from an operations point of view. So I think it is important to come up with a cognitive sort of way to look at this, because I feel that is the real problem today as we speak about sustainability. And that is, in fact, the lens through which we see this evolving.
And when I think about how the impact that digital transformation has on sustainability targets, I think for example, about data-driven sustainability KPIs, right? How digital transformation enables the capture and analysis of vast amounts of data related to sustainability metrics. And by leveraging digital tools and technologies, organizations can track and measure their sustainability KPIs more effectively. This provides real-time insights into environmental performance, resource usage, emissions, waste generation, and other critical sustainability indicators. Then, for example, we can think about AI-enhanced KPI analysis. AI plays a crucial role in processing and analyzing the extensive data collected through digital transformation. Algorithms can identify patterns, trends, and correlations within the data, revealing valuable insights that might not be apparent through traditional analysis methods. This actually enhances the accuracy and the depth of sustainability KPI analysis, and organizations are just starting on that journey. Another way is through predictive analytics for sustainable decision-making. What do I mean by that? Is that AI's predictive capabilities enable organizations to forecast future trends and outcomes based on historical data. You can apply AI-driven predictive analytics to sustainability KPIs, where businesses can anticipate the potential challenges, they can identify emerging risks and make proactive decisions to address environmental and social impacts. Another way is through continuous improvement and adaptation. And I think that's so critical. We need to be talking more about adaptation to new climate conditions, to volatility in the market. Organizations in this case can track their performance in real time and quickly identify areas that require improvement. And this agility enables companies to adapt their strategies, their operations, and supply chains to align with changing sustainability priorities and stakeholder expectations. And then just to mention one more, there's many other ways that this can be done. I will just mention, for example, sustainable innovation and product development. There could be, as I mentioned before, stakeholder transparency and reporting. But then finally, you can focus on optimal resource utilization with the power of AI and digital transformation. How does that work? Is that AI's optimization capabilities can be applied to maximize resource efficiency because it allows organizations to implement smart and automated systems that respond dynamically to real-time data, ensuring the optimal use of resources. It could be water, it could be energy. And just to close on this particular question, I see that generally when we are discussing about sustainability, the focus centers around energy and water and waste. However, it's crucial that we recognize that the ESG progress encompasses several other vital KPIs, including worker safety and cybersecurity. And those are other areas where technology can also help us, and especially digital transformation can help us make a difference. So when we are looking at ESG KPIs, performance KPIs, I think it's important to look at the three pillars. And as we evolve, humanity evolves as we evolve in our understanding on how these metrics interconnect, that we will be able to make a real meaningful change. Right now, unfortunately, we don't have enough data points and we are working a bit on silos. We are focused mostly on the environmental pillar, but I encourage everyone to keep looking at the bigger picture and to look at how can we use digital transformation to identify those patterns of behavior of corporations across all the metrics and the three pillars of ESG.
Thanks. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for in this episode, but we'll continue the conversation in part two. You've been listening to the Management Perspectives podcast. Please follow me, Mike Loughran, on LinkedIn and Twitter, where I publish all of my podcasts and blogs. If you enjoyed the podcast, then please rate and review us, as this really helps the show.